Integrated.
What do you mean?
Too many of us struggle to integrate our faith into our lives.
Is it both?
When the head is full, but the heart is empty, the soul becomes cold and lifeless.
So it's both, together.
This is the integration where faith finds its true power.
Oh, now I get it.
Welcome to Integrated, where theology and life come together. And now your host, all the way from Sharpsburg, Georgia, this is Dr. John Kreutz.
Welcome to Integrated. It's good to have you today. Today I want us to consider one of the attributes of God, God's faithfulness. Think about things in life that have let you down. There's so many things. You can have a great friend, but that friend will sometimes blow it and not follow through with what she said she was going to do. Have you ever had a job situation let you down, or a person at work, or a boss that just kind of threw you under the bus? Of course, many of us have. Even our spouse, even our kids. We love these people so much. They love us. And in a fallen world, they will let you down. But today, we want to consider the fact that God never lets us down, ever, ever, ever. Listen to this verse from Isaiah 49, verse 15. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. I mean, that's the verse. The next verse is where he says, behold, I've engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. The context here is Israel in exile in Babylon, and God is making wonderful promises, but Israel's saying, oh yeah, but look around. My life looks bad. And God's saying, listen, just like the thing that's true in nearly every culture in the world, in every time in history, that a mother will not forsake her child. And he says, even if this happens, I will never forsake you. I will always love you. I will always remember you. It's like I wrote your name on my palm. You know, I don't know if you were one of those kids in school that like to write notes to themselves on their palm. I'm not talking about cheating on your test. I'm just talking about writing notes of different things that you wanted to remember. I didn't really love to do that. I'm sure I did it a few times, but I didn't love to do that because I don't like to have messy hands. But some people do. But imagine God, and of course, this is just imagery to convey a spiritual reality, that God writes your name on his palms to always think about you. That's just incredible. What great pictures. Sometimes the Bible helps us with these pictures, doesn't it? And we appreciate that. Well, when you think about God's faithfulness, it's pictured in some beautiful ways in the scripture. Just how faithful is God to his people? How faithful is God to you? You believe in Jesus. You're one of his children. You're trusting in him. You've been adopted into his family. God is not going to forget about you. God is not going to forsake you. You say it feels that way sometimes. We need to go by what's true as revealed in Scripture, not by our fickle feelings, which come and go and ebb and flow. That's not the basis of the way we think. The Scripture tells us about God. The Scripture tells us that God is faithful all the time, in all the ways. So think about some of these great pictures. Think about how the Bible says God's faithfulness reaches to the skies. Wow, that's one of the translations of Psalm 36, verse 4. Let's see how the ESV puts it. In Psalm 36, verse 4, he says, he plots trouble while on his bed and sets himself on a way that is not good. He does not reject evil. All right, that was the wrong verse. Verse 5, your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Wow. Okay, so in contrast to these troubled plots on beds and that sort of thing, is the faithfulness of God and the steadfast love of God, your faithfulness goes up to the clouds. I mean, just think about that. It's speaking to us in pictures, in images, but what a powerful image that is, that you could stack up God's faithfulness and you would still be stacking up, like if you had dominoes or if you had blocks or Legos, and you just kept going up and up and up to the clouds. Well, that's the message that God wants to convey. I'm that faithful. Here's another one. Also back in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 5. 11:5. Righteousness shall be a belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. I mean, what an image about the power of God's faithfulness. It's always around him. It's like a belt. It's holding up his pants. You know, again, God doesn't have a body. He's a spirit. But the Bible speaks in these images to convey literal truth in spiritual forms. And that's another great one. And then many references in the Psalms to the fact that God's faithfulness goes from generation to generation. It doesn't give up. Psalm 89, verse 1, I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. That's because God is being faithful to all generations. That's how you can do it. Psalm 100, verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. You know, there may be some things that are true about your family that you pass on to your kids, and maybe they'll pass that on to their kids, which, you know, those are sweet thoughts. But God's faithfulness goes from generation to generation to generation to generation. It never stops. The longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 90. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. This is just great. This is fantastic. So what does it mean that God is faithful? The theologian Wayne Grudem said, God's faithfulness means that God will always do what he has said and fulfill what he has promised. God is completely reliable. If God has made a promise in the Bible, it's not going to change tomorrow. You're not going to go to sleep and put your head on a pillow of God's promise and wake up with a crick in your neck because that pillow has changed, or that pillow has turned into a rock, or that pillow has just disappeared and God has decided, no, I promised to be with you yesterday, but I've thought better about that. I actually didn't like your company so much yesterday, so today I'm not going to be with you. Oh, that would be terrible. I mean, we love God's promises. Why do you love God's promises? Because God is faithful. Those promises are reliable. You can take them to the bank every time. He perfectly keeps his word, including every one of his promises. That's incredible. Elwell, the theologian, said God is not a hypocrite. He's not inconsistent. He has divine integrity. That's great. A.W. Pink in The Attributes of God said that God's faithfulness means he never forgets, never fails, never falters, never forfeits his word. I just am in awe of that, and I hope you are as well. I hope it's encouraging to you. I think that God's faithfulness is one of the most encouraging truths that we can meditate on if we're discouraged. Because if you think about it, the things in your life that are going badly, if you just inject God's faithfulness into that picture, how does that change? God's got you. God's with you. God's given you promises in the midst of all of the junk that's going on in your world. So I'm kind of envisioning this like your computer screen. If you wrote out a bunch of problems that are going on and you just look at that, it's discouraging. It's upsetting. But what if you just change the background of your screen and it goes from night to day? And the daylight or the color is God's faithfulness. Well, now every one of those problems looks different. It doesn't mean that God is going to get you out of all of your problems, but it means he's with you in them and he can be counted on. He will never let you down. Even moms may forsake their little ones. God will never let you down. Well, we need to take a break, but these are great things for us to be thinking about. And when we come back, we're going to see how God's faithfulness applies to our lives. Thank you for tuning in today to Integrated.
And we'll be back with more from Dr. John Kreutz in just a moment as we've been talking about God's incredible faithfulness today. And it really begs the question, how faithful have we been in response? Dr. Lou Priolo has written an incredible book called Faithfulness, No More Excuses. And let me tell you, this book will challenge you in all the right ways. And I know you're thinking, oh, great, here's another guilt trip. No, this is different. This is about understanding and discovering how to actually live out faithfulness in practical ways. Dr. Priolo gets right to the heart of it. He gives you specific tests on how to assess your trustworthiness. And I'm not going to lie to you, some of the results might surprise you. But here's an encouraging part. He's not going to leave you there. He walks you through exactly how to turn from those excuses we all tend to make and how to embrace the responsibility God's given us. Because let's face it, we're all stewards and we're all accountable to God. So I want to encourage you to pick up Faithfulness, No More Excuses by Dr. Lou Priolo. You can get it from the Fortis store at fortisinstitute.org. And speaking of being faithful stewards, have you checked out Fortis Plus yet? Our brand new app. It's packed with hundreds of hours of content, free content, I might add, to help you grow in your faith. 7 new pieces of content are added daily, and it's all free, absolutely free of charge, because we want to be faithful in making solid biblical content that's accessible to everyone. But wait, there's more. If you become a Fortis Insider, that's also free. You just share your email with us, and 5 days a week, we're going to email you all of the new content that we're adding. And you'll find out first about all of the sales that are happening in the Fortis store. We're living in a brave new world, folks, and faithfulness is increasingly rare. That's exactly why we've transformed from Gospel Partners Media into Fortis Institute. Fortis means strong. It means steadfast, because that's what faithful people are, right? And that's where you come in, because we want you to join the team. We need Gospel Partners to help us continue producing all of this content. If you would join us as an ongoing monthly Gospel Partner, we would be eternally grateful. When we're faithful in the little things, God gives us opportunities to be faithful with so much more. And your partnership would help us faithfully continue producing biblical resources that transform lives. To find out how you can join us as an ongoing monthly Gospel Partner, you can get all of the details right now at fortisinstitute.org. That's fortisinstitute.org. Now let's get back to Dr. John Kreutz as he continues to discuss faithfulness. This is Integrated. Welcome back to Integrated.
It's more than being a knower of the truth. It has to be knowing and doing.
And now back to your host, Dr. John Kreutz.
Welcome back to Integrated. We are considering today God's faithfulness. We've talked about how people in this world, in this imperfect world, can let us down, and they do let us down in many ways, but God never does. That's the difference. God's not like people. He doesn't ever let us down. God's faithfulness, according to Wayne Grudem, was it meant that God will always do what he has said and fulfill what he has promised. And I love that quote by A.W. Pink. God's faithfulness means he never forgets, never fails, never falters, never forfeits his word. And I gave the picture of writing down a bunch of problems on your computer screen, and then the background completely changes colors, and that represents injecting God's faithfulness into our perspective of our problems. Now, Jeremiah didn't have any computer screens, but he certainly did get an eyeful of problems when Jerusalem was falling to the Babylonians in 586 BC. It was terrible, and Jeremiah told them it was coming. He gave them ample warning, and the people didn't repent. They didn't heed his words, and therefore, God sent the Babylonians. They wiped out the walls of Jerusalem. They came in, and they knocked down the temple and destroyed Solomon's beautiful temple. God's the place of God's presence with his people. It was such a tragedy. Jeremiah, of course, is called the weeping prophet. He was weeping because the people didn't heed his warnings, but he also was weeping in the book of Lamentations. Lamentations is Jeremiah's poetic description of the destruction of Jerusalem. And right in the midst of that super sad, beautiful lament, Jeremiah said these words in verse 21 of Lamentations 3, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." Wait a minute. It's like Jeremiah's screen is about to change. He's about to push a button and bring something to mind and get hope again. I mean, nothing looks hopeful if you just look at the normal senses of life, but something Jeremiah brings to his mind produces hope in his heart. He says in Lamentations 3:22, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, because of that, I will hope in him." I'm not hoping in what my eyes are seeing. I'm not hoping in the heat I may be feeling on my skin because of the fire burning the temple to the ground. I don't have hope because of the things that I'm smelling. I'm smelling the smoldering ruins of God's city, Jerusalem. I have hope because of what my mind tells me about my theology. That is, that God's faithfulness is great. And it goes, of course, with his goodness and with his steadfast love and his mercies. All of these things go together, and we are so grateful for that. As we think about God's faithfulness, I hope that today you can have some encouragement, and you may have a screen full of problems if you wrote them all down. But what is the backdrop? Are you just looking at your problems? Do you kind of have that tunnel vision, which only focuses on the negative problems in your world? Or are you seeing them in light of God's faithfulness, the God who never forgets, never fails, never falters, never forfeits his word? Oh, A.W. Pink, he's helping us there, isn't he? It's like, okay, I see my problems, but, you know, so does God. And God's not going to forget your problems, and he's not going to forget you. Yeah, but maybe this time some of his promises might fail, or maybe some of this slipped through God's fingers. No, God never fails and never falters and never forfeits his word. They are all going to come through every time. That's incredible. Let me just show you a couple of ways as we connect the dots. The New Testament, the Bible, connects the dots between God's faithfulness and some other wonderful truths as well. What about temptation? 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. You know, you're not responsible for what happens to you, but you are responsible for how you respond to it. And God has promised that He is not going to let that temptation overwhelm you. You don't have to sin. You don't have to blow it and react. You don't have to go all depressed and discouraged or lash out at somebody else, because God is not going to let the temptation be more than you're able to have. It's common to man. You're not special in that way. You're not unique. And right in the middle of this wonderful verse, he says, God is faithful. The faithfulness of God is directly applied to temptation promises here. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. I hope you've got these words on your front burner, and I hope you appreciate the fact that God's faithfulness is on the line in fulfilling these wonderful truths. Here's another one. We're connecting the dots between God's faithfulness and some other wonderful truths. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, Paul writes, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." Oh, I really appreciate that. God has got it. He's, you know, the devil's prowling around like a roaring lion. He's wanting to devour me, to chew me up and spit me out. But God is faithful. He's not going to let that happen. He is watching over me. He's protecting me in this way. How about 1 John 1:9? You love that one, don't you? Isn't that one of our favorite verses when after we've sinned to come back to 1 John 1:9, which assures us if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It sticks in there that He is faithful. He is going to not forsake us, even in these moments. He is faithful and just to forgive us when we sin. That's incredible. In the first segment today, you can go back and listen again if you'd like, but we looked at some of the images that God gives about His faithfulness. It reaches to the skies, to the clouds. It's like a belt around Him, and it goes to all generations. This faithfulness comes through again and again and again. So what? What should we do about God's faithfulness? I told you we should be encouraged. I think it should give us a boost of confidence and trust in God. He is the faithful Creator. We can have faith in the faithful One. That's so good. It's so right. It's not your level of faith that matters. It's the basis of your faith. What are you trusting in? Who are you trusting in? You're trusting in the sovereign God who the Bible says cannot lie. So when He says something is true and reveals Himself as being right and true, you can count on it. That should encourage you, give you confidence. It should give you hope, as it gave Jeremiah, hope that we know good things are coming in the future. Your screen of trials may still be full of sorrows, but hope is coming in the future. Good things are coming to you because God is faithful. Praise and thank God for His faithfulness. Expect God to fulfill His words. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Yeah, it's difficult and the circumstances are hard, but you can trust God. You don't have to ever take your own revenge if people do you wrong. God's faithful to punish. He's going to punish all of the unbelievers. And then we want to be faithful like God. That's another good application. Don't give your word thoughtlessly. Let's be like our God, who never forgets his word and never falters to fulfill every one of his promises. I hope in your heart you are filled today with that great hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, because it is so true. May the Lord help you and me to not just know these wonderful truths from God's word, but may the Lord make us to be doers of the word. Let's put the truth to work in our lives.
This has been Integrated from Dr. John Kreutz, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Integrated with Dr. John Kreutz, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.